Chuck Chat Freestyle for August 19, 2016. The dog days of podcasting continue. Hello, doggies. This is Chuck Tomasi. I realized I did not do a proper introduction. So if you're listening to this podcast, I know that you've probably heard most of the voices. Those of you who have listened in the past know who I am, but for those who are new, let me give you a quick introduction. I am a husband, a father, an IT professional, podcaster, I'm not a podcast, I'm doing a podcast, and a few other things that I just don't list on my tagline on Gmail. I live in sunny Phoenix, Arizona with my wife. We've been here for a couple of years. We've been vacationing here for... since about 2006 to 2014, so what's that, about 8 years? This is before 6 a.m. I did sleep in till a whopping 5:20. I did wake up at 3 a.m. like usual and went, you know what? It's Friday. I'm sleeping in. I got 8 hours of work to do. I got a full day ahead of me. I'm going to, and Todd would not let me, came wandering up about every 5 minutes. Feed me, feed me, feed me, feed me. So 5:20. At 5 o'clock, I fed him, went back and laid in bed for 20 minutes and had some deep thoughts. Didn't go back to sleep, but I was thinking about lots of random stuff, which is always nice. Good, clear moment. Sort of like that moment in the shower where you can think. The podcasters on here may know this. There is a sort of network, I'll highlight some of them, that have come out of podcasting. If you put Chuck... and Craig is the one who came up with Dog Days of Podcasting about 5 years ago. You've probably heard the spiel. A challenge for 30 days, the month of August, ends at Dragon Con. The challenge is to make a podcast today. And some of us do well, and some of us do poorly. But we've soldier on. Put Chuck and Craig together, you get our other podcast called Technorama. We've been doing that since 2005. I've been doing this one since 2004, so I guess that makes me a pioneer of sorts. What do we call it? That first wave in the latter quarter, Q4 of 04. Anyway, put Chuck and Craig together, you get Technorama. Put Chuck and Craig Stepp and Dave Slusher together, and you get three guys that work at ServiceNow and three guys who are rooming together at DragonCon. Chuck and Craig and Dave also do another series for work called TechNow, which is, I thought was going to be harder to differentiate when saying, welcome to Technorama or welcome to TechNow. They both start out with a very similar, hey, hi, how are you? But I haven't slipped up yet. Craig had both banners in the background on the last video, which I thought was funny. The smaller corporate banner was over the larger personal banner, and it looked like it was some sort of government redacted thing. You put Chuck and Amy together, you get two people who were at Jack Mangan's wedding last month. And that was a good time. That's how I met Amy and a lot of the people from Jack's podcast, Jack's Deadpan podcast. A lot of fun, a lot of great people. You put Chuck and Craig and Clinton together, and you've got our live show at Dragon Con with Comedy Forecast and Technorama, and three people who are going to be closing out the parade at Dragon Con again this year. So that's one of my prouder achievements, is getting us to close out the Dragon Con parade, which will be televised on the CW channel in Atlanta, as well as DragonCon TV. So if you're in the Atlanta area, tune in. Hopefully you see us close the parade. That's my introduction. Now for my story this morning. I mentioned I did sleep in, and there was a storm last night. A lot of wind, rain on and off, and I went, okay, well, I'll get up in the morning, and I know I'm going to be sweeping all of that lovely travertine tile. Because there's usually debris that blows in from everywhere. There's random stuff that I've never seen before. I don't have one of these plants. My neighbors don't have one of these plants. And when the winds blow in Arizona, they blow a long way. It's kind of like Wyoming or Montana, where there's not really much to stop it. So it just keeps blowing. So I was out there, and what did I notice? A rat in the pool, swimming. He was still alive, so he couldn't have been there long. Maybe if I'd got up at 3, I would have witnessed the actual effect. And you're thinking, a rat, kill it. It's the scourge of the earth. And I have killed rats. I trapped them for a good portion this spring as they were wandering in and around our guest house. So I have no problem with the instant death thing in a trap. That's That's one thing. But watching it drown, watching it. It was swimming. I made a little video because that's what I do. I archive unusual and events like that. And then I paused for a few seconds and I went, live or die. It was my moment to play God with a rat. And it became very visceral at that point. This is an insight to my character, who I am, and where my moral compass lies. Watching this creature drown. That is a terrible way to go. I don't care if it's a rat, or if it's a human being, or something in between. That was just, ugh. And it was starting to go under. You know, he was swim, barely keeping his nose up. And then when it started to go, I went, oh, decision made. I know it's a rat. I know I'll probably pay for this, and he'll come back with a family and infest my attic. Hopefully not. So I took the pool sweeper brush and I hung it over the edge and I started to climb up the bristles, got onto the handle, and slipped back in. Now, it was sitting there resting. You could tell it was exhausted, going, slipped back in and starts swimming for its life again, barely keeping its nose up, dipping under again. Oh man, that's just not good. So I took the broom that I had, because I was mentioning I swept up debris from all over the neighborhood and states beyond. I put that in, and it climbed up onto the bristles. I'm like, uh-oh, I'm holding onto the broom. I hope it doesn't climb up the handle and onto me. That would be bad. But this darn little thing, it's probably 4 or 5 inches long and with a 4 or 5 inch tail. So it wasn't a real big one. It was just a skinny little desert rat. It was on the bristles again. This time it was on the tile, so if it did slip off, it wasn't going back in the water. And then had I thought better of it, I should have just taken the broom, stuck it over the wall into the neighbor's yard, and flicked it. And the neighbors would have had a new dead drowned rat, a tired out drowned rat. But no, I didn't think of that until it was too late. I let him go. He ran off into the bushes. And I saved a life today. It might only be a rat, and it's easy to sit there listening in your earbuds or in your car and say, Chuck, it was a rat. Kill it. Like I said, if it was an instant death, yeah. But drowning? Ugh. I hope there are two ways that I do not die. One is drowning, and one is fire. Because those are just terrible ways to die. And I don't wish that upon my worst enemy. And I don't wish that upon this little rat. So, that's my rat story for the day. Everybody have a good Friday. You get a bright and early. Maybe you'll get another podcast later. Depends if I have an adventure. Talk to you later. Bye.